SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump suggests his Gaza peace agreement is a deal for the ages.
Thousands of years, nothing's been done. It's the whole thing with the Arabs, Jewish people, this, that, everybody. It's just never been done before. And there's a certain mystery to the Middle East.
The president now back in Washington following his historic visit to the Middle East. Seems like Russia's Vladimir Putin is almost daring President Trump to make good on his threat to supply Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the overnight attack on Kharkiv hit the city's main hospital. Officials say 7 people were wounded and 50 patients had to be evacuated. Zelensky meets with President Trump at the White House Friday. He says Russia has been targeting Ukraine's energy facilities. The Zelensky-Trump meeting is expected to center on the potential U.S. provision to Ukraine of sophisticated long-range weapons that can hit back at Russia. The Ukrainian leader is urging foreign countries to help blunt Russia's long-range attacks by providing more air defense systems for his country. I'm Mike Hempen.
House Speaker Mike Johnson holding the line against Democrat demands having to do with the government shutdown.
You've heard Chuck Schumer say breathlessly, I just want the four leaders to get in a back room and make a deal. We're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. We're getting back to regular order, and it's infuriating that that's what he continues to demand.
Johnson says this could end up being the longest government shutdown ever. From the Carolinas to New England, coastal areas struggling to recover from this week's nor'easter that hammered the region. Watching Wall Street this morning ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down 326 points. The Nasdaq futures off 263. This is SRN News. A federal judge takes the side of a Virginia high school student.
A preliminary injunction has been granted to a boy at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County who was facing suspension for complaining about the presence of a girl in the boy's locker room. The girl is living as a boy, and when she overheard the male student complaining, she turned him in, and he was charged with, quote, sexual harassment. 2 other boys who complained have already been suspended. A lawsuit is proceeding in U.S. District Court. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many cases people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grow up Christian but continue to visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction on the matter. This is SRN News. Texas camp owners are in a bind.
They're asking the state health agency to give them more time and flexibility to comply with costly new safety requirements implemented after a July flood killed 27 campers and counselors at Camp Mystic. The health department took comment Friday on the proposal that would raise the initial licensing fee for a large overnight camp from $750 to $11,000. Day camps would see a hike in license fees from $250 to up to $3,200. Keith Peters, Washington.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and unupholstered furniture in the U.S. have taken effect as of today. The White House says the aim is to boost domestic production and to protect American companies. The Harvard University forecast expects home remodeling activity to remain slow but steady through the middle of next year. More details, SRNNews.com.